Now, Maggie Gallup of the Norfolk WI has been getting a bit hot under the collar about the fact that Norfolk seems to be being overlooked by television. She's so miffed, in fact, that she's been having quite a rant about all the television coverage which is being afforded to Yorkshire. Yorkshire, of all places. Here's Ruth with Maggie's disgruntled thoughts.
We've got used to Norfolk Day, the day each July when we celebrate everything that is good about Norfolk. And there is plenty to be proud of here in the east of the country. So why is it that so many TV programmes are all about Yorkshire? The Yorkshire Auction House, the Yorkshire Vet, Buying Yorkshire, Our Yorkshire Farm, Yorkshire Midwives on Call, The Great Yorkshire Show and Summer on the Farm, to name just a few. I'm a bit fed up with it. Do the programme makers realise that there are other counties in England that have just as much to offer? Why does it all have to be about Yorkshire? I am aware that Yorkshire is a beautiful region, but so is Dorset, Suffolk and Wiltshire. Every county has something to offer that is different and memorable. Northamptonshire can boast more stately homes than any other county. Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire are famous for the fabulous Cotswolds. Then there's Lincolnshire. Do I need to say more? I'm very fond of Yorkshire. Please don't think I dislike the place. I've visited a few times and certainly recommend York as a place to visit. But I also like Cheshire too. The county town of Chester is wonderful. In the main shopping street you have upstairs and downstairs shopping. Yorkshire doesn't have that. But it's Norfolk that I love best. We have beaches, the broads, woodlands, county lanes, and we still have market towns. Now that's something many other counties can no longer boast. I recently read in a newspaper that local folk in some areas of Yorkshire were unable to purchase property in their own towns because incomers were buying up houses at very high prices, and it was all down to showing off their county on the telly. So perhaps it's a good job that we in the east of the country don't brag about our blessings to all and sundry. We don't have motorways and some of our so-called dual carriageways are often divided by grass alone. Let's keep it that way. Let's keep our secret to ourselves. Having pondered a while, I'm having second thoughts about Yorkshire. They can advertise their goodies all they like. We, here in Norfolk, will keep quiet and continue to enjoy the peace that living here brings. Having had a little whinge about Yorkshire, I note that the Norfolk WI Federation is organising a holiday for its members, friends and relatives next year. Guess where? Correct. Harrogate, which I believe is in Yorkshire. Shall I put my name down? Of course I will. Maybe I'll get a chance to see what the fuss is all about.
Thank you, Ruth, I think. And I do hope Maggie enjoys her trip to Harrogate. Some people, of course, refer to Yorkshire as God's own county. I'll just leave you with that thought. Actually, I'm a Derbyshire lass myself, but that's another story.